All right, we're good to go. Wrestling Mindset. So we're live right now. You'll notice we're at a different location than usual. Normally we're in this Betty office. We're at Motives Movement in Manalapan, New Jersey. Wrestling Mindset coach Mike DeMarco also running his gym right here. We have the Raritan High School Wrestling Team. They're going to be doing Wrestling Mindset this year. Excellent stuff. Make sure you check out our programs. Check out on our website. Sign up for your one-on-one free trial session and really get to that next level. As we always talk about, wrestling is 80-90% mental. Harry Collot on his website says wrestling is 90% mental, 95% mental. But we say we're training 90% physically. That's a problem. If we're saying the sport's 90% mental, we're training 90% physical, we're not training very smart. We have to work very hard and work very smart. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to bridge that gap between that physical and mental training. We're in a gym. Yeah, it's hardcore right around here. Physical and mental. It's not either or. Both and. You have to work very hard, and you have to work very smart. Not either or. Both and. Okay, so Wrestling Mindset, our topic of tonight. Another thing you're not normally used to seeing me do is read off paper. Well, we have a nice long list here. Rules for wrestling season. 10 rules for wrestling season. And so we're not just giving this speech to the people here. We have a nice live audience here. You may or may not be able to see. You don't have to take the phone out of the shoe, but we're going to speak to this group also. Okay, so 10 rules for wrestling season. For a mindset. And we were sitting in your shoes not that long ago. We were in the same boat. We competed. Mike competed, and we know how mental the sport is, and we get fired up about this because we wish we had someone do this for us when we were your age. So now we could do that, so we're going to deliver that to you guys. 10 rules for wrestling. Number one, never be outworked. Pretty common sense. You've probably heard that from every single coach if you have. That Iowa mentality, that Gable Iowa mentality, but it's not just Iowa, it's everyone around the country. You can't be outworked. So it's okay if you're getting beat, but it's not okay to get outworked because that's completely under your control. So you have to control the things you can control, forget about the things you can't control. Your work ethic is totally under your control. So you should be competing with each other in the room to see who's the hardest worker. Good friendly competition. Not that we're comparing to each other because we're going to hit that also, but that's not one of the things to focus on. But not being at work, that's totally under your control. And that's for a lot of our callers who aren't wrestlers. Wrestling, maybe you're in sales, maybe you're in teaching, maybe, nutrition, anything, whatever, your business, your career. Don't be at work by a competition. That's directly under your control. A lot of top coaches have that attitude. We're the first ones in the room, we're the last ones out. We're the first ones out of tournament, we're the last ones out of there. So never be at work by an opponent. Number two, don't focus on your record. And this is going to fall in the category of do as I say, not as I did, because I made this mistake all the time. Constantly focused on my record. I love looking at that newspaper in the morning. And now you guys have, you have the Short Conference website, right? So those rankings, they have rankings up also. Yeah, I was all over that. So that was a huge mistake I made. I was the poster boy of that. He beat this guy 5-2. He lost to him 7-2. So this is probably going to be a close match, right? Records, rankings, seedings, predictions. We don't want to focus on that. It's outside of our control. All right, we'll make a slight tangent here. For all of our callers who've heard us do this many times, there's a difference between the predator and prey mindset, and you'll be hearing about this throughout the season. You guys have heard me talk about that? Predator, prey? Some of you? Okay, so we know what's the difference between predator and prey just by looking at them. How do you know predator versus a prey? You guys know this? You heard this before? The predator animals... Well, that's if you're thinking about the snakes. Okay, so predator animals have their eyes in the front of their head. Lions, tigers, bears. Now, prey animals, squirrels, chipmunks, rabbits, their eyes are on the side of their head. Why does a predator need to have their eyes in the front of their head? To attack. What are they focused on? They're focused on their objectives, their prey, their food. Right. So now think about a squirrel, a chipmunk, a rabbit, a prey. Where are their eyes? On the side of their head, right? Why? So what's their focus? Others, what's going on around them? So eyes on the front like to hunt. Eyes on the side like to hide. Predators, if we want to be predators, we have to focus on things within our control, our effort, our attitude, our aggressiveness. Everything else is prey mindset. Our records, rankings, beatings, predictions. Looking at the big brackets, we're at a tournament and we see, oh wow, this guy's ranked in the state, that guy placed last year. You're only going to wrestle probably four people on that whole sheet. And we look at the whole thing. I'm guilty of it too. So we don't want to get sucked into that. That's prey mindset. We don't want to look bad in front of our coaches, teammates, family, friends. We want everyone to respect us. Pretty girl in the stands, right? We want to impress people. But that's prey mindset. You see, that's an important thing, because that's outside of our control. So don't focus on records. Focus on effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. Be a predator. Number three, cutting weight does not make you a better wrestler. People think just because you could hit a certain weight class, just because you could physically make the weight, then you're going to be better. Not necessarily the case. Many, many wrestlers, and I'm sure you guys have seen this time and time again, wrestlers very good. So the first period, they're winning the match, and then the whole rest of the match, they're just holding on to a lead. I had a wrestler like that when I used to coach. When I was at Springfield College, I did my master's degree in sports psychology, and we had one wrestler who was really good. He cut a tremendous amount of weight. First period, he always had the lead. He built up like a 4 or 5 point lead in the first period, and then it was sad. The rest of the match, we just watched the other guy chip away at his lead. And it was like, was he going to hold on in the third period or not? So cutting weight doesn't make you a better wrestler. In fact, when I was your age, I used to think that like every wrestler had to look like Rocky IV, like, you know, obliques and everything, like 3% body fat. They've done studies with this with world champions and Olympians. The average body fat is actually between 6 and 10% of Olympic and world champions. Now, that may be a little bit higher because they're older than us, but than you guys. Might be younger than me. I still feel like I'm your age. But no, they're probably, you know, they're a little bit older, so they're going to have a little bit higher body fat. But if you notice, they're not all shredded up. They don't look like bodybuilders because you need a certain amount of carbs. You need a certain amount of fat, you know, good fat in your body so you can do the job that you have to do. Wrestling is not bodybuilding where, hey, you step out on stage and that's it. You have to go at a high level for how long is the match? 6 minutes? What's overtime? Another minute? 7? So how long can a match possibly be? 8 minutes? Or 8, 9 minutes? Okay, so you've got to be able to go hard for 9 minutes. Cutting weight doesn't make you a better wrestler. Getting better at wrestling makes you a better wrestler. So try to understand that. And I know a lot of them, you hear this from family and friends and teammates and coaches. We've all heard it before. I used to think that when I was your age, hey, if I could get lighter, that means I'm going to be better. Not true. Get better as a wrestler. Okay, so that's number three. Number four, have a purpose in practice. You've got to have a purpose in practice. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. There's a lot of people who are training tonight. You guys just got done with the lift? Are you doing that? You did practice? All right, so there's a lot of teams that were practicing. A lot of people wrestled. Zach, who's coaching at Bayonne, your team is practicing for that, correct? So every team around the country is practicing. What separates you from them? As we said before, you have to train very hard and very smart. So one of the things we recommend is have each person in the room know 2 or 3 things you want to work on. Not 10. My brother was a little bit guilty of this. My brother Greg, being the ultimate perfectionist, he had a list of like, you know, 15 things to work on. Too much. Pick 2 or 3 things you need to work on. By the end of the night, each of you should have that. And make sure you don't let one day go by in practice where you don't work on that. That's the mental approach to practice. My own example. I was not good at finishing a front headlock. I was bad at defending a high crotch when someone was in on my leg. And mat return. I never had a very good mat return. I was no Michael Marco. But here's the thing. I maybe did hundreds of practices the whole year. Hundreds. If there's 365 days in a year, I probably wrestled 300 of them. Okay? How much time, though, did I spend on high crotch defense? What are the other ones? The front headlock and a mat return. Very little. Only when the coaches put me in those positions. That's not okay. You see that? Now you could have a guy who did literally half the practices, right, and spent time on his problem areas and got a lot better. So it's how much time you're putting in and what you're putting into your time. Like we said, it's not either or. It's both and. Everyone around the state was practicing. So if you want to beat your opponents, you have to, you know, train smarter. And that might mean sometimes coming in early or staying later to work on those problem areas. Like let's say you're me and you have to work on that finishing front headlock. Your coach may not go over that in practice. It's not his fault. And how much, you only have so much time. You might have to say, okay, 5 minutes after practice, I'm working on my front headlock. And again, this is directed to you guys who really want to be, you know, you want to attack a high goal. If you're just trying to be average and it's like, well, it doesn't really matter that much. Just go to practice. But if you're really trying to beat people and try to get your goals, training smart too. Training hard and smart. So have a purpose of practice. Gable talks about this. John Smith talks about it. Number five, and we touched on this, stop comparing with other people. Winners compete with themselves. Remember after Michael Phelps won the Olympic gold and it showed a picture of what was this guy from South Africa who was looking at him? And it says, winners focus on winning, losers focus on winners. And it showed a picture of Michael Phelps like looking straight ahead at the end of the pool, and the guy was looking at him. Well, that's predator-prey mindset. Eyes on the front like to hunt, eyes on the side like to hide. We can't compare ourselves to each other or other people. You know, it's just not how, it's not a good thing. Champions compete with themselves. And I remember when I came in a few years ago, I don't know who was here, if anyone, and I remember making this point side of her, because not singling them out, but I see the two older brothers who have a pretty big legacy over there. And it's like, you've got to focus on you. You're a different person than your brothers. And, that's a topic close to my heart, because I have two younger brothers, but maybe you don't have a brother who competed. Maybe there's a parent who competed in a different sport, or maybe you're just comparing with your friends. But don't do that. That's why a lot of this world, people are depressed, people are stressed out, because we compared each other. And you guys, actually, I feel for you, because you guys have it worse than me. When we were competing, me, Zach, and, well, Mike, maybe a little bit too, but, it wasn't like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, which you should be following Wrestling Mindset on, by the way. That's an important, that's a good thing. We're constantly pumping great information. But I didn't have that while I was competing. So, like, every one of my friends, we had AOL. When I was in high school, it was AOL. You'd see a name pop up on the side. Like, my opponent would pop up on there every now and then. But you guys are like, you see people constantly, what they're doing, who they are. And like when the districts come around, all your friends in the wrestling world are going to be hyping up the district. Everyone's going to be hyping up the region. You look at LeBron James, what does he do? I know we're not basketball players here, but like we said, you have to study the best people in the world. When LeBron goes in the playoffs, he does what's called a blackout. He turns off his social media. He doesn't go on social media for the entire playoffs. In fact, his former coach said something like halfway negative about him, and they asked him, hey, what did you think about what your coach said? He said, I don't know about it. I never heard that because I'm off social media. And why? Because he said the pressure could get to him when he's hearing from all these different sources. And that's LeBron James. The guy's a multimillionaire. The guy's a multiple-time world champion in basketball. He's one of the best in his sport. He might be the best right now. So if he feels pressure from it, chances are a lot of us are going to feel that same pressure. I know I did. Again, this is the category, do as I say, not as I did. Don't compare to other people. Let's see, what do we have? Next, number 6, being thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. So we're going over some of these in the cards. Zach points out, very, very appropriate with Thanksgiving this week. Now, we have a list. When we work with our teams, you guys will go through this with Mike when he takes your team through it. We have all of our wrestlers go through 4 mindset principles. Seems a little corny at first. If I was sitting in your shoes, I'd be like, why are we getting up and doing this? All right, but you see this at martial arts studios all the time, martial arts gyms, dojos. You see this with the military. They get up on their feet. They know who they are. They know what they believe, and they go through their principles. And the very first one we have is, I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. We tell all of our teams to start practice with it and end practice with it. I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. As basic as it sounds, you go to any local hospital, you see people who can't move like you can, people who can't think like you can, missing body parts or not functioning body parts. Like, it's a sad thing. So you have an opportunity to wrestle. That's a great thing. How many of you ever been hurt before during the season for a different sport? You break a bone, or you got sick, got mono. Think about, or maybe just any other sickness. How did that feel when you were out? Some of you guys have probably been banged up too in the back, right? How did it feel when that opportunity was taken from you? Maybe good for the first or second day. Okay, I got a day off, kind of cruise a little bit. But then when you watch your friends competing and you're up there in the stands, kind of stinks. We're warriors, man. Warriors are in the fight. It's two different types of people. Anyone could call a bullfight. Anyone could be sitting up in the stands and announce the bullfight. It takes a different person to get down there and fight the bull. And that's what you are. You're the bullfighters. You're the matador. Tito Santana, old WWF guy. Bad analogy. You guys know what the heck that is. But being the guy, being the warrior down there in the field. So let's stay on that. Being thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. That slips our minds a lot. But if you're thankful, that's when pressure isn't going to get to you as much. And Kyle Snyder, in fact, after he won the Olympic gold this year, if you guys remember his interview, he said it about 7 times. I was just thankful for the opportunity to wrestle after winning an Olympic gold. When you look at it as being thankful, you're not going to be as stressed. And I don't know if you guys are like me, I just get real nervous before a lot of my matches. I wanted to do well. I was working hard in practice. I wanted to pay off in a match. So that was that's what we got to do, being thankful. Number 7, we're almost through this list. Number 7, being patient. That's a tough one. That's something I can work on even more now. I always want things accomplished yesterday. I want to have all my work done yesterday. I don't want to take time. But, patience your sport, your academic careers. I'm assuming you guys are looking to go into college, right? Some of you even pursuing advanced degrees. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Our business too, we're in the same boat. It's not a marathon. It is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So being patient. I'm not saying don't work very hard. You better be working your tails off. I'm sure Mike, your coaches, everyone's making sure you're working hard. But be patient. Even if the results don't come right away, they will. You have to trust the process. See, you spend most of your life. There's a great book, Mastery by George Leonard. It talks about the mastery curve. So this is, people think the mastery curve is like this. Every day you just keep getting better and better and better, and it just goes up a little bit. But what the curve usually looks like is you start going up, and then you hit a plateau, and you stay on the plateau for a little while, and then you start going up again, and then you're on a plateau again, and then you start going up, and you're on the plateau again. The point was, they were saying, you spend actually most of your life on what seems to be a plateau. Does that make sense? Now, that's why it always feels like, when am I going to turn that corner? When am I going to get better? But we're probably on the plateau for a while, but you are making progress. You have to trust the process. You keep working hard. You keep working smart. Progress is going to come. You're going to get better. So trusting that process, be patient. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Number 8, wrestle for yourself. Wrestle for yourself. And this is a tough one. We don't want to look bad, like I said, from our coaches, teammates, family, friends. You know, my dad got me involved in the sport when I was young. So even when I was 22, when I was a senior in college, I wanted to, you know, make my dad proud of me. And I knew he was, you know, said he was proud. And I know he was, but just it was in the back of my head. Like, I want him to respect me when I'm out there, think that I'm a great wrestler. Yeah, that's my son. It was just always in the back of my head. But when you think about it, is that predator or prey? Is that a predator or prey thought? Thinking about looking good in front of someone. It's prey. Right? Eyes on the side. Where's my focus? What's going on around there? Yeah. So being careful of that, wrestling for yourself. And one of the lessons we have our wrestlers do right before the postseason, like before districts and regions, we have to make a list of everything they like about wrestling. Good thing even to do now sometimes, make a list of all the things you like about wrestling. It sounds so basic, it's almost laughable. Like, why am I going to do that? That's stupid. No, it's not. Because what happens is once the postseason comes around, you start focusing way too much on winning. And winning is prey. If you're thinking about winning, that's prey mindset. Think about that for a second. I know you're trying to win. This whole, I'm speaking to you guys, I want you to win more. But the way you're going to win is by not focusing on winning and losing. That's a tough thing. You have to, like, wrap your head around that and chew that over for a little while. You can't focus on winning and losing. You focus on things within your control, your effort, your attitude, your aggressiveness. So why do you love wrestling? What do you like about wrestling? You should be able to name it right off the top of your head. What's fun about wrestling? You can't say winning because you can win in video games or volleyball or ping pong. What is it about wrestling? You know, we like the challenge. We like the grind. You know, whatever. Just think about it. You better have a list of that. Okay, number 9, never quitting. As basic as it is, our 4 mindset principles. Number 4 is I never quit. I never give up. Now, that sounds basic. We could quit in practice, right? We could kind of make that face. We're doing our sprints and make the face. Like, when we look at the coach, like, I'm working hard, coach. And it's like, really, we know that we're not going as hard as we possibly can sometimes. That's an element of quitting. Another form of quitting is we're getting beat real bad in a match, like that point, something like that, and we just kind of break. That's another form of quitting. But you could also quit while you're winning the match. Did I say winning before? As when you're losing. You're losing by 10 points, and you quit and break on yourself. But you could also break. You could also quit while you're winning. You have a 5-0 lead. You have a 5-point lead going into the third period. You're looking over at the clock, which you shouldn't be. That's prey mindset again. We're looking at the clock. We're like, all right, I got this match wrapped up. That's quitting. You look for the major. Try to get the major if you have a minute left. You know, and that's what you got to do. It's just that whole attitude where you keep scoring and scoring, and eventually the other guy breaks. That's when you stick him in the ground. Step right on his throat. You take the match, now you got to take the guy's heart. You got to be out for blood. We're warriors, man. That may sound a little bit hardcore, but, and you know I'm saying metaphorically when I'm saying be out for blood and hurt the guy or do something ridiculous. But we're saying have that attitude where you have that lead, you finish all the way through. You score until the very end of the match. Don't just sit on leads. We even see that at the college level, guys holding on to leads. So keep scoring the whole match, never quitting. You could quit while you're winning or losing. So we don't ever break. Number 10 is perspective, and that's So we worked. So Bergen Catholic, it's no surprise that you guys probably know, we worked with Bergen Catholic the last 3 years. They've been, you know, the number one team in the state, and they were ranked like top three. Again, not the rankings matter, but just we know they're very good. And before their state tournament this year, they had about four guys defending the state title going into Atlantic City, and the team being number one. So what do you say to that kind of team right before the states? It's like three. It was Wednesday. The states begin on Friday. And we were actually in the Bird Catholic room and we spoke to him. And this is what I said to the team. Perspective. Number 10 on this list, having perspective. I did a terrible job of that. Wrestling was like my world in high school. I'm not saying it's not great to make wrestling important, but it can't be your entire world. Where you're defining yourself based on wins and losses. And that's why at 10 o'clock we do the spiritual strength call every Monday night, because we talk about faith, we talk about God, because you have to know what you believe. I'm not here to tell you what to believe, but you better know who you are as a person. What are your values? What are your faith? What's your morals? That's the kind of thing that really, if you have that perspective, that doesn't change. We live in a very competitive society where it's like, if I win, if I'm a state champ, I'm a great person. If I get into that Ivy League school, I'm a great person. If I make a lot of money, I'm a great person. If I drive this car, if I have that pretty girl, right? We have that kind of a society. That's crap. That's why substance abuse is so high. That's why depression is so high. And that's why suicide is so high. Because we feel like if I have more, and I'm not making light of those topics. I was a school psychologist before I started doing Wrestling Mindset. Those are very near and dear topics to my heart. That's a byproduct of our society's thinking. If I have more, I'll be happier. Wrong. So what do we tell the Bergen Catholic team? Exactly this. We're like, you're who you are as a person, your values, your faith, and your morals. That's the cake. Wrestling, winning a state title, is icing on the cake. The problem is when we start making the icing the cake, you know what I mean? When we go backwards and we say wrestling is the cake and everything else is icing. That's bullcrap. That is not how it works, and that's why a lot of people are miserable in this world. You have to know who you are and know what you believe. And whether or not you win or lose, your identity is safe. Does that make sense? That's a really, really, that might be the most important lesson here. Maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with wrestling. It does, because if you know who you are, you're going to be less nervous. Think about this. This is me in high school. Wrestling is my whole world. I have to be a state champ. So if I lose, well, now I'm a schmuck, right? Well, I'm no good. I lost to this kid, so I'm no darn good. There's no way I should lose to this person. Okay, maybe, but it doesn't change who I am. And I feel like that was like a nagging thought in the back of my head that it's like, if I don't achieve a certain level of success, I'm no good. If I don't get into a certain school, if I don't keep up with my friends, I'm no good. And that's why keeping that perspective. So we make all of our wrestlers make a list. What are your priorities in order? So for myself, like my faith, my family, school, then wrestling, then my social life. And I feel like when you have that written down, it's the rest of life. Good backdrop to have, you know? But just when you have that list and you know who you are and what you believe, you're a force now, wrestling. Again, like I keep saying, we're warriors. Look at the greatest warriors of all time. The Spartans, the Samurai, the Aztecs, the Apache. Who else? The Vikings. They used to go up to the Vikings, pull up the land. They used to burn their ships, their wooden ships. They would burn them behind them. Success was the only option. They got the land, they burned those ships. Who else? Some of the great warriors. U.S. military, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, right? And then I think about like the early Christian martyrs who were all killed for their faith. That's a form of, they were warriors too. Okay, well, what do they all have in common? The Spartans, Samurais, Aztecs, all of them. Number one, they know what they believe. And two, they're willing to die for it. They know who they are. Now, what does that have to do with you as a wrestler? Okay, well, wrestling, you're not going to die. You lose, you get embarrassed, you get mad, you live the fight of the dead. These warriors were going off into battle. And they come out, or they don't come out at all. Their loss is death. So if they could numb their hearts to the fear of death, we could numb our hearts to losses and making mistakes. But we got to know who we are first. There's no way to be numb to that fear if we don't know who we are. So that's why perspective is very big. And then we always throw in bonus number 11, mindset training, wrestling mindset. We're constantly bringing you great information. And you guys are going to be having that opportunity. Coach Mike is going to be coming in. He'll be working with your team. That's going to be excellent. And the mindset training, like I keep stressing to our callers all the time, and those who are on our conference call, so we got these funny headphones on, Make sure this is the introduction to the Mindset program. You have to do the things we're telling you to do. We're in a gym. Nobody thinks about doing pull-ups. We don't just sit here and think about doing pull-ups. Mike might explain to you how to do them and why they're important, but if you want to get stronger, you have to do the pull-ups. The same thing with squatting. Where's the squat rack? Over here? Is that it? Around here? Plenty of them. Okay. The point is you physically do the exercise. It's the same thing with the technique. You guys did practice today? The coach showed any moves? What do you do after that? You drill it, right? You practice it, right? Zach, you guys showed moves in your practice over at Bayonne, and I'm sure after that they drilled the moves. Everyone didn't walk out the door after they learned the moves. Right. So it's the same thing with your mindset. This is an introduction, and it's doing these worksheets that you guys are going to be getting during the season for our callers, anyone who wants to try out our free trial session. Again, wrestlingmindset.com. Take a look at that. We'll give you a sample of the program. And doing these exercises, doing the mindset worksheet, that's what's going to take us to the next level. We have to work out our mind the same way we work out our bodies in the gym. We have to work out our mind the same way we do our technique and practice. All right, so stay with us, Wrestling Mindset. Again, we're here in Manalapan, New Jersey at Motives Movement with the Raritan High School wrestling team. We're excited. Next week we're going to be back, not same place, but we'll be back at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Mindset Monday, Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and follow us. We're going to be constantly pumping great information to you. Have a good night, everyone.